10 million Americans have the most common form of macular degeneration, a disease that robs them of their vision.
There is a molecule called ALU that kills the cells in the retina.
But Dr. Jayakrishna Ambati and his team at the University of Virginia used computers to analyze the medical records of 150 million people and made a surprising discovery. Those who were taking certain drugs for HIV were far less likely to develop macular degeneration.
When we looked at the rates of macular degeneration, we found they were about 40% less common in patients taking these drugs compared to patients not taking these drugs.
And Ambati believes the HIV drugs could be useful in treating many other serious conditions.
Because it turns out that the same ALU molecule is promoting death of cells, not just in the retina, but also in the brain, in Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis. And in fact, a few months ago, we showed that people who take the same drugs are protected from type 2 diabetes by about 30%.
He's formed a company called Inflammasome Therapeutics, which will soon begin clinical trials to assess the value of those HIV drugs, known as reverse transcriptase inhibitors, in fighting macular degeneration and the other diseases linked to the ALU molecule. I'm Sandy Houseman.